by from some of the pictures around the house, taken during her years as a painter in the south of France. In those, she always appeared a bit rumpled and wildly exotic. Mac occasionally allowed himself to wonder if his aunt missed those days, if she missed the life she'd given up to come back to Virginia to care for him and his brothers after the plane crash. As a child, he'd never dared to ask because he'd feared that reminding Destiny of what she'd sacrificed might send her scurrying back to Europe to reclaim it. As he'd gotten older, he'd started taking her presence and her contentment for granted. Now he gave his aunt a cool, unblinking look, determined not to let her see that her arrival had shaken him in any way. With Destiny, it was best not to show any signs of weakness at all.
"You're imagining things," he told her flatly.
Destiny chuckled. "I didn't imagine that it was your behind I saw scurrying out the back door at Richard and Melanie's the other night, did I? I saw that backside in too many football huddles to mistake it." Damn, he thought he'd made a clean escape. Of course, it was possible that his brother had blabbed. Richard thought Mac had taken a little too much pleasure in Destiny's successful maneuvering of Richard straight into Melanie's arms. He was more than capable of going for a little payback to see that Mac met the same fate.
"Did you really spot me, or did Richard rat me out?"
he asked suspiciously.
"I know he wants me to fall into one of your snares the same way he did."
"Your brother is not a tattler," she assured him. "And my eyesight's 20/20. She gave him a measuring look. "What are you scared of, Mac?"
"I think we both know the answer to that one. I also suspect it's the same thing that brought you to my office. What sort of devious scheme do you have up your sleeve, Destiny? And before you answer, let's get one thing straight. My social life is off limits. I'm handling it very well on my own."
Destiny rolled her eyes. "Yes, I've seen how well you're handling it in every gossip column in town. It's unseemly, Mac. You may not be directly affiliated with Carlton Industries, but the family does have a certain social standing in the community. You need to be mindful of that, especially with Richard entering politics any day now." The family respectability card was a familiar one. He was surprised she'd tried the tactic again, since it had failed abysmally in the past.
"Most people are capable of separating me from my brother. Besides that, I'm an adult,"
he recited, as he had so often in the past.
"So are the women I date. No harm, no foul."
"And you're content with that?" Destiny asked, her skepticism plain.
"Absolutely," he insisted. "Couldn't be happier."
She nodded slowly. "Well, that's that then. Your happiness is all that's ever mattered to me, you know. Yours and your brother's." Mac studied her with a narrowed gaze. Surely she wasn't giving up that easily. Destiny was constitutionally incapable of surrendering before she'd even had a first skirmish. If she were so easily put off, Richard wouldn't be married right now. Mac needed to remember that.
"We appreciate that you love us," he said carefully. "And I'm glad you're willing to let me choose my own dates. It's a real relief, in fact."
She fought a smile. "Yes, I imagine it is, since the kind of woman I see you with is not the sort of mental and emotional lightweight you tend to choose." He ignored the slap at his taste in women. He'd heard it before.
"Anything else I can do for you while you're here?"
he asked politely.
"Do you need any team souvenirs for one of your charity auctions?"
"Not really. I just wanted to drop by and catch up," she claimed with a perfectly straight face. "Will you come to dinner soon?"
"Now that I know you've given up meddling in my social life, yes,"
he told her, deciding to give her the benefit of the doubt for the moment.
"Is everyone coming for Sunday dinner?"
"Of course."
"Then I'll be there,"
he promised. At least there was some safety in numbers, in case Destiny had a change of heart between now and Sunday. She stood up. "I'll be on my way then." Mac walked with her down the hall to the elevator, struck anew by how small she was. She barely reached his shoulder. She'd always seemed to be such a giant force to be reckoned with that it gave the illusion she was bigger. Then again, he was 6'2", so Destiny was